When working on every aspect of Emunah that we have been discussing, and the concept of Hashgacha as well, there are two approaches we can take. One is thought. So this is obvious, that the more we try to see Hashgacha and think about Hashem's presence and recognize when He has manipulated something for our benefit, we will grow in Emunah. And that's clearly something that requires time. We have to find time to think about it and utilize opportunities that come our way. And there are so many. There are so many. So many people have this wonderful practice, Kabbalah, to write down when Hashgacha Pratis happens to them. And you can look back and read through that, and what an amazing way to grow in Hashgacha Pratis and Amunah that is. The second is a little less obvious. And Svarim say about the pasuk we say in Hal, He'emanti ki adaber. This is not the simple understanding, but they explain He'emanti ki adaber, that the hidden meaning is the He'emanti, I believe, why ki adaber, because I speak about it. This means that it's not sufficient to merely think and ponder Emunah. Speaking is necessary to really clarify and change our heart so that it progresses from via data, which means we know, to v'hashivayse alavecha, clarity in our heart. Ki adaber doesn't mean because I spoke, past tense, but rather means because I speak, meaning I constantly talk about it. When it becomes our habit to express Emunah constantly, will achieve some clarity. We see that this is something which is kind of baked into Klal Yisrael's habits. We do talk about it, at least habitually. We say, you know, Be'ezus Hashem, Mirza Hashem. It's built in to who we are. And we're doing it because clearly we've been taught to do that because of the level of importance that has. To realize and to say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu controls everything. Svarim write to explain the pasuk in Yirmiyah, Avda ha'amuna nichrasa mipiyam. Amuna has been lost, has been torn from their mouths. This means that why has Amuna been lost? Because it has been torn from their mouths. They haven't been talking about it constantly. And that's another thing that we can focus on. To express Amuna, talk about stories of Hashgacha Pratis that has happened to us, observe them and mention them and always point out how reliant we are on Hashgachas Hashem, and that'll make a difference. That makes a big difference. The level we were trying to reach is the beautiful level that David HaMelech describes in Tehillim, Gam ki eilich b'geit salmaves lo yira ra ki ata imadi. Although I travel in the valley of death, I don't fear because you Hashem are with me. This feeling of Hashem always being with us, feeling His presence, can only be acquired if we achieve some clarity in Hashgacha. And that's why we need to practice using all that's around us to remind us and clarify for us that Hashem is here, and He helped me here, and He caused this to work out, and He made this available for me, and He brought me here, and He brought me to you. Talking about it to others and to oneself, and even better, directly to Hashem, is a powerful tool that brings these concepts close to our hearts so that when we do end up Chas V'Shalom in Geitz HaMaves, we already have the tools in our hands. We've already acquired this kind of Emunah to have the strength to withstand that test. In the greater part of our lives, we're doing what would be called Hishtadlus, meaning we're trying to do what we're tasked with doing. But our job is to believe that the outcome isn't related to those actions, is determined by Hashem. And that isn't an easy outlook to acquire. Naturally, the way the world is built, we're going to think that our actions do bring about the results that we're trying to bring about. And in order to work on the correct outlook, which we know in our minds is true, we would need to start in areas that we recognize are not really up to us. That we know our Hashtadlus doesn't make enough that much of a difference. And work from there down to the smaller things, which are harder to see that they're in Hashem's hands. But from starting from the easier things, we can build up that Emunah. And with enough time and thought, we can incorporate this thought process into everything we do, all forms of Hashtadlus, not allowing it to blind us to Hashgacha Pratis.